This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I. You know, we're still in, I mean, I know we're in June now, but, it's still a big, heavy month for graduation. A lot of people have graduation in May, but now we're in June. We actually have a couple interesting graduation stories. So, we have two kids here that, okay, maybe I shouldn't call them kids, but they're younger than me, where I guess political correctness is kind of changing the way they have to graduate. So we have a Pennsylvania high school that is going to make changes after a student was told he couldn't wear a red military sash signifying his commitment to enlist in the Marines during a graduation commencement. Way to go, Marines, for giving these kids something to wear during graduation to let people know. I think that's really awesome. I guess the student had signed a contract to enlist and was given a sash to wear at his Middletown area high school graduation last week. The boy's mother said an assistant principal told her son he couldn't wear the sash because he had to dress appropriately. District Superintendent Lori Suskey says the district doesn't have a policy on graduation regalia, but the administrators have historically only allowed school-issued regalia at the commencement. Suskey says the school now plans to buy red, white, and blue cords for students committed to the military service. Yeah, I'm still kind of learning what the different sashes are. And I guess with military, you wear a cord. Now, in Texas, okay, we have a high school that is not allowing the National Honor Society students to wear their stoles. Why? Because it's not quote unquote inclusive. So we have a boy from Plano, Texas, who I guess worked really hard for the National Honor Society. And with the National Honor Society, you have to have a GPA of 3.0, you have to be doing community service, etc. And he was told that he can't wear his National Honor Society white stole to his high school graduation next week because it wouldn't be inclusive of all students. I'm going to talk about that in a sec. All right. Now, I guess this, you know, the National Honor Society gives the satin stole to students who maintain a GPA of more than 3.0, perform community service, and then, you know, the other kids see this and hopefully are inspired. It's actually very beautiful. It's the National Honor Society. I was a part of the National Honor Society. See? Oh, because I was a good student. I was a 4.0. I know, it doesn't show. I was a 4.0. No, I didn't cheat. I studied. I was a good student. Alright. Now, his mom is mad. His mom was like, oh, no, you didn't. His mom wrote the school's principal to ask him to allow her son to wear the white satin stole he earned and desperately wants to wear. Alright? And, okay, so anyway, okay, you know, beyond this, okay, we're seeing this a lot. Remember there was it a football player who got so mad because his son didn't win, in a game or a tournament, but they still all got trophies for trying? What are we doing here? I mean, so you can't be different. How communistic are we trying to turn? Now, okay, mind you, okay, I remember graduation. A lot of us were not wearing appropriate clothes underneath the gown. Some of us were in bikinis. Some of us were just in underwear. I wore a dress because I wanted to take pictures, etc. So I was pretty, you know, pretty formal. But, you know, everybody else was kind of, and I understand that if you start decorating the gown and, you know, somebody comes in blue and somebody comes in pink. I understand that at a graduation ceremony, it is very, very nice to see all the black gowns or all the red gowns, etc. And I'm fine with that. I am fine with presents and costume, etc. Okay? And I love how there's been opportunities where if you were in the military or national honors or of one school or one program or not, then you have a hood or you have a stole, etc. But we're seeing more and more and more that schools can't do the dunce cap thing. And I remember sitting in the dunce cap and in the dunce chair, okay, because, you know, public ridicule is not allowed anymore in schools. And I kind of agree with that. I don't really think the dunce cap really helped because all I did was sit there and cry. I never did that behavior again. Oh, I was making jokes and I was making fun of the teacher, so he made me sit in the dunce cap chair. We used to also get spanked in school. So every time I opened my big mouth and made a stupid joke or was goofing around in the back of the class, I had to come up and get a spanking in front of everybody. And, you know, years ago, they'd spank you in front of the classes. And so that would happen, and, it, you know, whatever. You know, we don't do that anymore, which I'm happy about. What I'm not happy about is you have an honor student or you have somebody that does, you know, or is a part of a club or, you know, excels, and they can't wear a ribbon. They can't show their pride, and it's not because of uniformity, they're saying, in terms of costume and presence. It's because you're going to make other people feel bad. What are we doing here? This wussification of America is getting worse and worse and worse. People need to be, you know, we're forgetting the human, you know, animalistic, you know, nature that we have. We're competitive. Okay, if we were in caveman days, we all would have to learn how to compete for food. Have to compete to kill, you know, a zebra running around the place or to pick the fruit or to beat the first one up. Right? Which was the early bird gets the worm? Okay, it's in our animalistic nature to compete. And the schools are not, you know, embracing and encouraging that competition. Now, if you're not a straight-A student, fine. But then compete some other way. Maybe you're very good in photography. Maybe you're very good in the arts. Maybe you can act. What I think schools need to do is rather than knock everybody down to the same level in a commune, what I think they need to do is pull everybody aside and find their it. Okay, or find what they're about. This Community Heroes program I'm doing in Nevada is we're not forcing everybody to do the same community service. We're finding what your like is. And then we match you up with something really cool that you could do that you could excel in. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, so we're very, very frustrated, shall we say, with all these drug-related deaths. And I know I talk about Philip Seymour Hoffman, and I keep forgetting his name, but there was a very interesting article that I saw here that kind of talked about how these celebrities died and what they died of. And what we keep forgetting to talk about is it's not one drug, but it's an interaction of drugs. And a drug-drug interaction is unfortunately the culprit many times. So when we look at what happened with Prince, okay, we're being told that it was a fentanyl overdose. Now, I believe his body has already been cremated. I believe they took the samples, and his body, I guess, has been cremated. But we're still supposed to be getting more information in the next few weeks. to see if there was anything else on board. But from what we understand, he had been visiting Walgreens and a pharmacy, local pharmacy, very often the week or the weeks before his death. So we can't say if it was an interaction yet, but right now we know about Prince and him overdosing on fentanyl. He was only 57 years old. Recently, also tragic, was the death of Philip Seymour Hoffman. He died at the age of 46 back in 2014. I believe it was right after he filmed The Last Hunger Games, or he was still in the process of filming The Last Hunger Games. And he died, we thought that was just one injection of heroin, but he died from a mixed drug intoxication, an acute mixed drug intoxication, according to drugs.com, including heroin, cocaine, benzodiazepines, and amphetamine. So what that means is if he had cocaine, benzodiazepines, amphetamine in his system, and then he shot himself with heroin because we were told that he died and the needle was still in the arm, then not only could it have been just a heroin overdose by itself, but it could be have been a mix. Joan Rivers made this list because of a therapeutic complication with propofol sedation. So it wasn't anything that she did on her own on purpose. It was a procedure that she had, but you'll see her on the list. But if we remember, it was during a surgical procedure where it sounded like she was getting an endoscopy, an upper endoscopy, and at the same time, somebody wanted to biopsy her vocal cords. And under the same, I guess, in a surgical center as opposed to being in an operating room, this got done, a complication ensued. She lost oxygen to the brain and unfortunately died days later. Corey Monteith. Corey Monteith was the actor in Glee. Very gifted actor. He died from a toxic mix of heroin and alcohol. He died only at the age of 31 in the year 2013. The 70s show actress Lisa Robin Kelly also died of multiple drug intoxication. We were told these were illegal drugs as well. She was only 43 years old. Rapper Chris Cross died of a fatal overdose of cocaine and heroin, only at the age of 34, 2013, Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston, remember in 2012, only 48 years old, she drowned. She was in a bathtub, and they said it was complications of cocaine, heart disease, Flexeril, a muscle relaxant, marijuana, Xanax, and Benadryl. These were medicines found in the body, but not sure if it contributed to her death. We have a variety of others like Amy Winehouse. We were told that was fatal alcohol poisoning. She was only 27 years old. Andy Iron Surfer, cardiac arrest complicated by cocaine, methamphetamine, Xanax, methadone. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson went into cardiac arrest, if you remember, back in 2009. He was only 50 years old. And it was believed to be caused from acute propofol intoxication that was administered by Conrad Murray, as Michael Jackson had requested that he be able to fall asleep. And apparently he was receiving propofol to help him sleep. He also had Versed, midazolam on board, lidocaine, diazepam, valium, lorazepam, Ativan, also noticed in an autopsy report. So when I see something like that, I go, wait a second. Okay, anything that ends in am is a benzodiazepine. It's a downer, not like a barbiturate, but still it's a sedative. So if he had in his body midazolam, diazepam, and lorazepam, I mean, just that synergistic, I mean, concomitant amount of benzodiazepines could be enough to do something, even without the propofol. So, and, you know, we could go on. One other one I'll mention is Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger, they said it was combined drug toxicity due to oxycodone, which we find in Percocet, hydrocodone, which we find in Vicodin, alprazolam, Xanax, diazepam, Valium, temazepam, another benzodiazepine and sedative, and then doxylamine. So he basically, I thought he also had some Ambien on board, I forget. So combined drug toxicity found in his bed, I believe naked, unfortunately at the age of 28, leaving a son. You know, so we, unfortunately, we don't talk about this to this degree. It takes a celebrity to die before we talk about this nationally. And people are dying all the time. And one thing I have to continually repeat is how it doesn't have to be a quantity. It could be the quality. So what does that mean? All right, well, when people hear drug overdose, they think, okay, well, let's look at Chris Farley. I don't even know if Chris Farley's on this. Do you remember Chris Farley from Saturday Night Live? Yeah, they have him on the list. Where he was, you know, taking morphine and cocaine, and he also had fluoxetine, which was a Paxil in his system. He had heart disease, etc. So Chris Farley, one of my favorite comedians years ago, he had died in 1997, unfortunately. And so, you know, you picture somebody, I think it was in one movie he did or whatever, where you picture him, you know, popping a whole bunch of pills and doing, you know, and being stupid one day and then unfortunately taking too many. Many times that's not what happens, okay? What happens is, like, what could have possibly happened with Heath Ledger. And, you know, we've talked about this on the show at length. Maybe he woke up that morning and he took a pain pill for maybe he had back pain. So he woke up, took a pain pill, had his breakfast, maybe he had an interview that day. So he's like, you know what, let me take a little Valium. Okay, just because just to relax before the interview. Okay, a couple hours into it, he's like, you know what, all right, the pain's coming back, so let me take a little something for pain. So now we're maybe at 9, 10 in the morning. Okay, maybe he comes back from the gym, all right, goes to the interview. Interview goes okay, a little nervous about the interview. I'm back in pain. Now it's maybe noon, 1 o'clock, take another pain pill, take another Valium, okay? Then dinner time. So ready for another dose. Maybe have some cocktails at dinner, okay? Now a few hours later, well, before I go to bed so I don't wake up in pain, let me take something for pain. And again, we don't know what happened with Heath Ledger. But if you look at the way this could have happened, this could have been any of us. Well, okay, you know, I better take something before I go to bed. I'm not going to sleep because my back or my neck is really acting up. Let me take an Ambien. I drank a couple drinks at dinner, but it should be worn off by now. Take a pain pill, take a sleeping pill, maybe something for a muscle relaxant. Go to bed. Don't wake up the next day. We're not talking about somebody deciding to get stoned. Or somebody deciding to take half a bottle to kill themselves. We're talking about an acute drug interaction. And these drug interactions can be deadly. We can't talk about that enough. And for those of you that still have doubt, then one, just remember, you know, how a dog can't have Tylenol. Because a Tylenol could put them into liver failure. Okay? One pill is enough to do it. One fentanyl lollipop could be enough to do it. We forget that one medication can cause death. Look at how that one girl, her skin started to fall off after taking some children's ibuprofen one Thanksgiving weekend when she had a infection. So it doesn't have to be quantity. It could just be the quality. And by quality, meaning you have one pill that does one thing, one pill that does another thing, and they both interact. And if your body is already susceptible, like Prince, we don't know how healthy Prince was. We're assuming he was struggling with a lot of issues, a lot of health issues. So, now your respiratory drive goes down because you're taking Percocet or you're taking fentanyl. And when the medicine wears off, your body's already in too deep. Or your body dies before the medicine has a chance to wear off. So please keep that in mind. Look at your medicine cabinet. If you got Valium in there and if you got Xanax and you got Ativan and you got Clonopin, you got Percocet, and you got Lortab, and you have phenobarbital, and you have Ambien, I would really suggest you sit down with your doctor and talk about how to correctly take these medicines. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-726-5635 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-726-5635. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-726-5635 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-726-5635. That's 800-726-5635. 800-726-5635.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel.
Rebel,
rebel. Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel. Rebel,
rebel.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, well, in the news today, we were hearing about a very weak jobs report, as I believe we have had, the fewest number of jobs in more than 5.5 years being reported in May, as manufacturing and construction employment fell sharply. I apologize, I got any pop-ups here, suggesting slippage in the labor market that could make it harder for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates. They say non-farm payrolls increased by only 38,000 jobs last month, which is the smallest gain since September 2010, according to the Labor Department on Friday. They say employment gains were also restrained by a month-long strike by Verizon workers, which, I guess, depressed information sector payrolls by 34,000 jobs. They said employers hired 59,000 fewer workers in March and April than previously reported, while the unemployment rate fell 0.3 percentage point to 4.7, which is the lowest level since November 2007. It's because we have thousands of people just dropping out of the labor force. Okay? So that's, you know, I remember years ago, they were talking about an unemployment rate of like 14% in the city and where I live. This was years ago when the recession started. And then we were talking about how people have left. And so the percentage stayed the same 2 months in a row and didn't worsen. But it actually did worsen if you had thousands of people leaving the state because there was no work. Now that percentage, you know, I mean, I know it's math and I get that. But, you know, you have people dropping out of the labor force and then you have a percentage. That's not that's not the most accurate, indicator of what's going on with the economy. And so they say, according to economics professor at Boston College, this is not a good report, and it may well give federal officials second thoughts about increasing interest rates again this month or next, as some have suggested lately. And the Fed has signaled its intention to raise rates soon if job gains continued and economic data remained consistent with a pickup in growth in the second quarter. Don't make that mistake, people. Do not make that mistake. Another thing we need to realize is we're in an election year. There's always a little boost with the election year because of all the advertising dollars, okay? You know, many of you guys have been seeing all the advertising. You see the posters. You see the commercials. We have a lot of congressional runs, Senate runs, obviously the presidential race. And so there's a lot of money going back and forth with that, okay? After the, and we're seeing some little boost in hiring in the media sector. And then after the election, what's going to happen? All right. I mean, I know they could say, well, you know what? We'll just lower our interest rates then in January. Be very, very careful with what you're going to do because we have a very false sense of security. We're in June, so we may get to enjoy six more months. And then we're going to see a drop after the election year, and we're going to see more, scary data after we see another drop in Black Friday sales and Christmas retail sales and more online. And when we see more commercial real estate close down, and as we see more baby boomers move out of their homes and leave more homes for the generation that can't fill them as easily as the larger baby boomer generation, and as we see more robotic, automated jobs take over. I'd be very, very reluctant to start raising rates at this point. I'm not an economist, but I'm just using what I learned back in kindergarten and first grade. I would also say don't raise taxes anytime soon, please. Okay, don't be passing any more legislation on raising taxes. Federal Chair Yellen said last week that a rate increase could possibly be appropriate in the coming months if those conditions were met. The U.S. Central Bank hiked its benchmark overnight interest rate in December for the first time in nearly a decade. Stocks are trading lower. Prices for U.S. government debt rose. And so this is very interesting. The goods producing sector, which is mining, manufacturing, and construction, lost 36,000 jobs. Okay. The Verizon strike, even without it, they said payrolls would have increased by only 72,000. We are having people saying, you know what? I've been out of work for a while. I got this. I got the unemployment. I got Medicaid, I got food stamps, I got this. I mean, I don't know what we're doing with looking at the people out of work, okay? I can't stand it when they talk about how good the economy is because, and for me, being a doctor, a working patient is many times a healthy patient, okay? It makes me very nervous when I see people at home not working. All right, and, maybe they are doing a lot of tasks or they're dealing with the kids, or which is fine. You know, staying active and being a homemaker is a lot of work. And so, even more than being able, like me, I was able to escape to a doctor's clinic. You thought that was hard work. Being home with my kids would have been harder. But I don't know if that's happening. And I hear time and time again, I ask people over and over again, what do you do for work? Well, I'm currently not working. And not all of them are living on the government dime. Many of them, they literally can't find a job. But a big thing that's also happening is people can't find a job that they want. One thing that is very perilous is less people are looking for work. You know, I've run this by people. You know, like they'll have a son or daughter living at home. And I'm like, well, you know what? I hear so-and-so is hiring. And I hear, no, they don't want to do that type of work. I go, they're 24 years old. How do they know what they like or don't like? They're 20. It's a job. You're telling me they would rather sit home on the couch than work? Case in point. So this is some scary stuff. I mean, when I grew up, there was no choice. You find a job. And very, very grateful. I was 18 years old. I didn't have a car. I had a couple roommates. And I was like, you know what? I don't have a car, but I could walk to that Jack in the Box. And I could work Jack in the Box. And I did. And then I could also tutor in between classes. And I could, and you know, and so I just, any job I could find, I took. I wanted to sing. I sing. And there was a singing telegram company up the street. And I'm like, well, that's great, because then I could also on the weekends do singing telegrams. Well, that interview went great. I sang, I auditioned, everything was great until he told me to take off my blouse. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, you have to strip. I'm like, are you kidding me? I just can't do a singing telegram? You know, sing something from Annie or some musical? No, you can't. You got to be undressed. Never mind. So I didn't do that job. But the reason why I bring that up is, yeah, I know. Talk about tap dancing and then tripping if my shirt was off. Anyway, neither here nor there. Is there was that hunger I had to get a job and to always have a job. I didn't know anything about government resources. And I mean, it was like, look, I have got to hustle. Even if I don't like the job, I need to work the job. And I liked it. I liked working at Jack in the Box. It was great. It was a job. I made $4 and, what, 10 cents an hour? I don't know what I made, but, you know, I took that $4 and 10 cents an hour, and I had maybe a $100 paycheck after a couple weeks, and I, you know, it was as good as it could be. And so this is very, very concerning. So when people stop looking for jobs, when we have people leaving the job market and staying out willfully, we have an issue. And then, you know, they were talking about the other day, somebody had suggested why we need to increase immigration. Because if, you know, so then we have more people in the labor force. That's going to be a bigger problem. We are shrinking our labor force. And, you know, okay, take a look. Can you really blame the employers? If the employers are finding that their staff want to keep calling out, or the staff don't want to come to work, they're going to have to replace that post with somebody or something that won't call out. You know, I mean, no wonder robots and machines are going to be taking over jobs. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are
are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. National Blood Donation Week and National Blood Donation Day, is underway and, it looks like in the planning stages, we are making some great feats. We almost have all the states involved, that are associated with United Blood Services, American Blood Centers, One Blood. We got Rhode Island Blood Center, New York Blood Center. We got, a lot of people involved and, we definitely need some, help in terms of getting the word out and organizing some blood drives. National Blood Donation Week is going to be September 4th through the 10th. And then every state's Blood Donation Day, we are planning for September 10th. The reason why we're doing this is because we have blood bank shortages all the time. And with the upcoming flu season next fall, we want to be ready and we want to be prepared, especially since Zika is going to prevent many people from donating blood. So we have so many needs to make sure we do this on a national basis that I hope we can enlist your guys' help. Even if you can't donate blood, if you can help get the word out, that would be awesome. So if you could help, call 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or email us at drdahlia.com. All right, so many of us take a shower. I take a shower a lot. I shower a couple times a day. One, I shower in the morning, so I'm nice and fresh. And then two, I take a shower before I go to bed because it helps me sleep. I love taking a shower with the heat. I love, you know, it helps, you know, relax my muscles, and I just feel good. Well, apparently, we have a report that we are showering incorrectly, and there are 10 ways that we are showering wrong. Why? Because the soap disrupts the natural bacteria that can help fight disease. So this was a very interesting report in the Daily Mail that I'm going to read to you guys. All right, this is very interesting. Number one, showering every day is wrong. In a study conducted by the University of California, found that too much washing could actually be bad for you because it strips away beneficial bugs that the body uses to ward off infection. They say as long as people wash their hands often enough to pay attention to the area of the body below the belt, showering or bathing every other day would do no harm. They say even twice a week would not be a problem if people used a bidet daily, as most infectious bugs hang around our lower halves. So I know my you know, my boys especially, I'm like, yeah, see, I'm gonna have to take a shower every day. I'm like, the hell you do? I don't know. They're forgetting the underarms. I think showering is kind of important. They say showering every day can strip the skin of natural oils that help trap water to keep it moist, leading to dry skin and exacerbating conditions like eczema, which is true. When we have a child that's fighting eczema, we tell them, don't be hanging out in the bathtub. Don't be over showering. Spend as little time in the shower as possible. And that's one of the reasons. So they're right about that. They say it brings inflammation. It can make the skin become more inflamed and itchy and increase the risk of infection. You don't want to get rid of the good bugs. All right. A lot of things we do is we shower for too long. Dr. Anjali Matto, consultant dermatologist and British Skin Foundation spokesperson, said people should also keep their showers short rather than languishing under the water. Oh, I love my long, hot showers. And I don't want to waste the water. The only reason why I do it is because the water is being recycled. I hope to high heaven it is, because I really like my long showers. I know someone's going to call me up and yell. She told Mail Online, you probably shouldn't be showering for more than 20 minutes. Water is an irritant, so the longer you're in there, the more irritated and dry your skin will become. Oil from the sebaceous glands hydrates the skin, so showering for too long strips it of moisture. She said the best time to moisturize is immediately after getting out of the shower, after patting dry because the pores are open. I don't know if I want to get the moisturizer and the chemicals into the skin. I don't know if I want to do that. Washing with soap every day. Soap we do wrong because it could affect our immunity. Strips our skin of the bacteria that keeps us free from conditions like acne and eczema. The human body has trillions of bacteria on the skin of the gut, known as the microbiome, and this delicate balance affects our health. They say most antibacterial soaps are filled with harsh chemicals that upset the balance of bacteria on the skin. You know, I get that. I get that, you know, a lot of our soaps we're using when we shower are antimicrobial. So, we talk about how maybe we're overdoing it with the antimicrobial. So, I get that. Rubbing soap on the whole body. Soap will dislodge dirt and oil, allowing water to wash it away. But the skin on the arms and legs many times does not contain a lot of oil. So, you just dry them out. Next, they say we do wrong letting the shower blast on our face. I don't like to do that. I do not like water getting in my eyes, getting up in my nose. So, I don't do that, okay? They say a lot of people still wash their faces under the shower at the same temperature and pressure as what they wash their body with. Not a good idea. A hot shower can cause and exacerbate fragile capillary networks in the cheek, leading to unattractive visible capillary networks and worsened impaired skin conditions. Do you guys see those little capillaries, right? You see these little red lines, and you press on them, and they blanch, and they go white, and then you remove, because you stop the blood supply, and then it goes right in. You have these blood vessels up near the skin. They're you kind of need, you know, estheticians to work on those and make your skin look better. So those are I wouldn't stick my face in hot water. They say the best way to keep your skin its flawless best is to cleanse and rinse in the bathroom sink. Make sure the tap water is not hot. A lot of you guys use a poof. The poofs or loofahs love to house bacteria. So you wash off the dead skin cells, okay, because they do a good job of doing that. Now you got bacteria in the hooks and in the nooks and the crannies of these poofs. I like to call them poofs. Anyway, they take time to dry. They may also get fungus on them. So they're not the best thing. They say wash them with soap, then leave them to soak in a liter of water for four tablespoons of vinegar. Then have them dry on the windowsill. At that point, just go back to the washcloth. Use a washcloth and then you throw it in the washer when you're done. Shampooing with hot water. Never add hot water to your scalp. I couldn't even tolerate that. But apparently a lot of people do that. They say work your shampoo into the top section of the hair, then rinse it out. It automatically cleanses the ends and stops damage occurring at the other lengths. They say extreme care should be taken when washing the hair. And while people may think scrubbing hard will cleanse it, it'll hurt. For those of you joining, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I've said many times that our scalp needs oil. The oil protects the scalp. It's a barrier, protects against the sun, won't magnify it. It protects the skin so you don't get dry scalp. Overwashing your hair, I was taught by hairdressers to not do. You need the natural oils. I don't like going more than like 2 days because I use a lot of hair products. So my rule of thumb is if I use hair products, I'll do it a lot. I'll do it every day. If I'm not using hair products, I'll go every couple days. You can tell when it starts getting greasy. You're like, oh no. Showering with hard water, you need to be careful because the hard water could irritate with people like eczema, etc. So water filters are nice. Be careful washing your face with a hard cleanser. You know, I like those cleansers that seem to have little rocks in them so you feel like you're doing a dermabrasion. The problem is it could still cause injury to the skin. It could allow bacteria to get in. So they say be very, very careful. Harsh chemicals dry out the skin, and it could also make it less friendly for good bacteria that like the moisture. See, you know, we were trained in high school to use, like, Retin-A and retinol and that kind of thing because it would dry out and we'd get less acne. And it's true. Dry skin gets less acne. They're right about that. The only problem is dry skin causes other problems. And then they say be careful with your razor. Okay, because stubble and mold can collect on your razor when you shave yourself. This is for the guys. Although somebody was talking about dermaplaning with a razor on the face. I'm scared to do that. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.